请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Today is my first day at school.
今天是我在学校的第一天。
I am a little nervous.
我有点紧张。
I see a new boy in my class.
我在我的班级里看到一个新男孩。
He looks friendly and happy.
他看起来友好且快乐。
I walk to him and say hello.
我走向他并说你好。
He smiles back and says his name is Tom.
他回笑着说他的名字是汤姆。
I tell him my name is Anna.
我告诉他我的名字是安娜。
We talk about our favorite games.
我们谈论我们最喜欢的游戏。
Tom likes soccer and I like basketball.
汤姆喜欢足球而我喜欢篮球。
We decide to play after school.
我们决定放学后玩。
The teacher is kind and helps us.
老师很善良并帮助我们。
We have lunch together in the cafeteria.
我们一起在自助餐厅吃午饭。
Tom tells funny stories and I laugh.
汤姆讲有趣的故事我笑了。
We become good friends quickly.
我们很快成为好朋友。
I am happy to have a new friend.
我很高兴有一个新朋友。
School is a fun place to learn.
学校是一个有趣的地方学习。
I look forward to tomorrow.
我期待明天。
It was a sunny day in Bremen.
那是在不来梅的一个阳光灿烂的日子。
People were happy and enjoyed the warm sun.
人们很高兴享受着温暖的阳光。
Children played outside in the parks.
孩子们在公园外面玩。
Birds were singing and flying in the blue sky.
鸟在湛蓝的天空中歌唱和飞翔。
Anna and her friend Max decided to walk to the river.
安娜和她的朋友马克思决定步行去河边。
They loved the fresh air and the sound of water.
他们喜欢新鲜的空气和水的声音。
Suddenly, dark clouds appeared in the sky.
忽然，乌云出现在天空中。
The wind started to blow very hard.
风开始非常猛烈的吹。
Anna and Max ran to find shelter quickly.
安娜和马克思跑去找避难所，很快。
They hid under a large tree near the riverbank.
他们藏在一棵大树下，靠近河岸。
Rain began to fall heavily.
雨开始下大了。
The thunder was loud and scared some people.
雷声很大，吓到了有些人。
After the storm, the sun came out again.
风暴过后，太阳再次出来。
Anna smiled and said, "What a surprise!"
安娜笑了，说，多么惊喜。
Max laughed and nodded his head.
马克思笑了，并点了点头。
They walked home carefully, watching the wet streets.
他们小心地走回家，一边看着湿漉漉的街道。
The day ended with a beautiful rainbow in the sky.
这天随着美丽的彩虹在天空中结束。
Everyone was glad to see the sun shine once more.
每个人都很高兴再次看到太阳照耀。
Bremen was a city of surprises and beautiful moments that day.
不来梅是充满惊喜和美好时刻的城市，那一天。
It was a sunny afternoon when Emma decided to go for a walk in the park.
那是一个阳光明媚的下午，当时艾玛决定去公园散步。
While she was walking, she suddenly heard a loud scream.
当她走路的时候，她突然听到了一个响亮的尖叫声。
Emma ran towards the sound and found a man lying on the ground.
艾玛朝着声音跑去，发现一个男人躺在地上。
He looked unconscious, so Emma checked his breathing carefully.
他看起来昏迷了，所以艾玛仔细检查了他的呼吸。
After realizing he wasn't breathing, she immediately called the emergency number.
意识到他没有呼吸后，他立即拨打了紧急号码。
Emma stayed calm and listened carefully to the operator's instructions.
艾玛保持冷静，仔细听取操作员的指示。
She was told to start chest compressions to help the man.
她被告知开始胸部按压以帮助那个人。
Emma pressed firmly on the man's chest, counting out loud.
艾玛紧紧按在那个人的胸口，大声数着。
After a few minutes, an ambulance arrived at the park.
几分钟后，一辆救护车到了公园。
The paramedics took over and gave the man oxygen.
医护人员接管，并给那个男人提供了氧气。
Emma explained what had happened to the paramedics clearly.
艾玛向医护人员清楚地解释了发生了什么。
She learned later that the man was going to be okay thanks to her quick actions.
她后来得知那个人会没事，多亏了她迅速的行动。
This experience taught Emma the importance of knowing emergency procedures.
这次经历教会了艾玛了解紧急程序的重要性。
She decided to take a first aid course to be better prepared for emergencies.
她决定参加急救课程，以便更好地为紧急情况做好准备。
Now, Emma feels confident that she can help if something bad happens again.
现在，艾玛感到自信，她认为如果再次发生不好的事情，她可以提供帮助。
Remember, in any emergency, staying calm and calling for help can save lives.
请记住，在任何紧急情况下，保持冷静并呼救可以挽救生命。
In 2024, the fashion industry has seen remarkable changes that reflect both sustainability and technology.
在2024年，时尚产业经历了显著的变化，这些变化反映了可持续性和技术的结合。
Designers are focusing on eco-friendly materials and smart fabrics to meet the demands of conscious consumers.
设计师们正在专注于环保材料和智能面料，以满足有意识消费者的需求。
Bright colors and bold patterns are making a vibrant comeback after years of minimalism.
明亮的色彩和大胆的图案在多年极简主义之后正焕发活力的回归。
Sustainability is no longer a trend but a fundamental principle guiding collections worldwide.
可持续性不再是一种趋势，而是指导全球收藏的基本原则。
Upcycling and recycling have become essential methods for many designers looking to reduce waste.
升级再造和回收已成为许多设计师用以减少废物的关键方法。
Technology also plays a role by integrating wearable devices and interactive textiles in everyday garments.
技术还通过整合可穿戴设备和交互式纺织品在日常服装中发挥作用。
Moreover, designers are exploring diverse cultural influences to innovate unique styles that resonate globally.
此外，设计师正在探索多样的文化影响，以创新独特的风格产生全球共鸣。
The rise of gender-neutral fashion challenges traditional norms and embraces fluidity in clothing design.
中性时尚的兴起挑战了传统规范，并在服装设计中拥抱流动性。
Sustainable luxury is gaining traction as consumers seek high-quality items made with ethical practices.
可持续奢侈品正在获得关注，因为消费者寻求用道德实践制造的高质量商品。
Virtual fashion shows and augmented reality are transforming how people experience new collections.
虚拟时装秀和增强现实正在改变人们体验新系列的方式。
This digital shift allows a broader audience to connect with designers without geographical constraints.
这种数字化转变使更广泛的受众能够无地理限制地与设计师联系。
Comfort is prioritized with the resurgence of athleisure wear blending style and practicality.
舒适性随着休闲运动装的复兴而被优先考虑，这些服装融合了风格和实用性。
Accessories feature bold statement pieces that complement minimalistic outfits.
配饰具有大胆的陈述件，补充极简主义的服装。
Footwear designers are experimenting with sustainable soles and innovative shapes to attract eco-conscious buyers.
鞋类设计师正在尝试使用可持续的鞋底和创新的形状来吸引环保意识强的买家。
Fashion weeks around the world have adapted to hybrid models combining physical events and digital platforms.
全球时尚周已适应结合实体活动和数字平台的混合模式。
This evolution supports inclusivity and accessibility, reaching fans and buyers who previously lacked access.
这一演变支持包容性和无障碍，触及以前无法获得访问权限的粉丝和买家。
Overall, fashion in 2024 embraces innovation while honoring cultural heritage and environmental responsibility.
总体而言，2024年的时尚拥抱创新，同时尊重文化遗产和环境责任。
Football coaches at prestigious clubs like Inter and Juventus encounter immense pressure from day one.
足球教练在著名俱乐部从第一天起就面临巨大的压力。
These expectations often come from fans, media, and club management, creating a dynamic and sometimes volatile environment.
这些期望通常来自球迷、媒体和俱乐部管理，创造了一个充满活力且有时动荡的环境。
Success is often measured not only by victories but by the style of play and player development.
成功通常不仅通过胜利来衡量，还通过比赛风格和球员发展来衡量。
A new coach must quickly adapt to the existing squad while implementing their strategic vision.
一位新教练必须迅速适应现有队伍，同时实施他们的战略愿景。
Negotiating with experienced players can prove challenging, especially when leadership changes hands.
与有经验的玩家谈判可能会很具挑战性，尤其是在领导权易手时。
The legacy of previous coaches often influences fan and media expectations unfairly.
前任教练的遗产常常不公平地影响粉丝和媒体的期望。
Moreover, the pressure cooker atmosphere of big clubs demands mental resilience and emotional intelligence.
此外，大俱乐部的高压锅氛围需要心理韧性和情感智力。
Handling constant scrutiny requires coaches to strike a balance between confidence and humility.
应对持续的审查要求，教练在自信与谦逊之间找到平衡。
Tactical flexibility is essential to respond to the evolving demands of modern football.
战术灵活性对于应对现代足球不断变化的需求至关重要。
Balancing youth development with immediate results presents a complex dilemma.
平衡青年的发展与及时成果提出了一个复杂的两难问题。
Furthermore, integrating data analytics into coaching strategies is becoming increasingly important at elite clubs.
此外，将数据分析整合到培训策略中，在精英俱乐部变得越来越重要。
The coach's ability to manage diverse personalities and forge team cohesion cannot be overstated.
教练管理多样化个性和促进团队凝聚力的能力不可被夸大。
Media narratives can shift dramatically, amplifying minor setbacks or creating unrealistic expectations.
媒体叙事可能会剧烈转变，放大微小的挫折或创造不切实际的期望。
Consequently, coaches require a robust support system to navigate the highs and lows of their tenure.
因此，教练们需要一个强大的支持系统来应对他们任期内的高低起伏。
Administrative challenges also influence the effectiveness of a coach's methods and overall strategy.
行政挑战也影响教练方法和整体策略的有效性。
Financial pressures and transfer market dynamics add another layer of complexity to coaching roles.
财政压力和转会市场动态为教练角色增加了另一层复杂性。
Ultimately, the ability to maintain a clear vision and adapt under pressure defines a coach's success at elite football clubs.
最终，保持清晰愿景并在压力下适应的能力定义了一位教练在精英足球俱乐部的成功。
This delicate balancing act requires both tactical knowledge and profound psychological insight.
这一微妙的平衡行为需要战术知识和深刻的心理见解。
In summary, new coaches must navigate a multifaceted landscape where pressure, expectations, and strategy converge.
总之，新教练必须在一个多方面的环境中导航，那里压力、期望和战略汇聚。
Only with resilience and innovative approaches can coaches hope to succeed in such demanding environments.
只有具备韧性和创新方法，教练们才有希望在如此苛刻的环境中取得成功。
Recent breakthroughs in neuroscience have revolutionized our understanding of the human brain.
神经科学的最新突破彻底改变了我们对人脑的理解。
Neuroimaging techniques now allow scientists to observe neural activity with unprecedented precision.
神经成像技术现在允许科学家以前所未有的精确度观察神经活动。
These advances have unveiled complex patterns of connectivity that were previously hypothesized but never empirically confirmed.
这些进展揭示了复杂的连接模式，这些模式之前被假设过，但从未被实证确认。
One pivotal discovery involved the elucidation of synaptic plasticity mechanisms, which underpin learning and memory.
一次关键的发现涉及了突触可塑性机制的阐明。这些机制支撑着学习和记忆。
Harnessing this knowledge, medical researchers have pioneered therapies that enhance cognitive function in neurodegenerative diseases.
利用这些知识，医学研究人员开创了增强认知功能的治疗方法，应用于神经退行性疾病。
Alzheimer's disease, once considered inexorable, can now be mitigated through innovative drug regimens targeting amyloid plaques.
阿尔茨海默病曾被认为不可避免，现在可以通过创新的药物方案加以缓解。这些方案针对淀粉样斑块。
Moreover, breakthroughs in gene editing have introduced possibilities for correcting inherited neurological disorders at the molecular level.
此外，基因编辑方面的突破为纠正遗传性神经系统疾病提供了可能性，在分子水平上。
CRISPR-Cas9 technology, while still in developmental stages, holds immense promise for targeted interventions.
CRISPR-Cas9 技术虽然仍处于发展阶段，但对定向干预抱有巨大希望。
Ethical debates persist regarding the implications of manipulating the human genome, necessitating robust frameworks for responsible research.
关于操纵人类基因组的影响，道德辩论仍在持续，需为负责任的研究建立健全的框架。
Neuroscientists emphasize the importance of interdisciplinary collaboration to accelerate innovation and ensure ethical standards.
神经科学家强调跨学科合作的重要性，以加速创新并确保道德标准。
Artificial intelligence has become an indispensable tool for analyzing large datasets of neural signals.
人工智能已成为分析大型神经信号数据集的不可或缺的工具。
Machine learning algorithms discern subtle patterns invisible to human observers, enhancing diagnostic accuracy.
机器学习算法识别出人类观察者看不见的微妙模式，提升了诊断的准确性。
Consequently, early detection of conditions like Parkinson's disease has significantly improved patient outcomes.
因此，早期检测帕金森氏病等疾病显著改善了患者的治疗结果。
Additionally, non-invasive brain stimulation techniques offer promising strategies to modulate brain function and treat psychiatric disorders.
此外，非侵入性脑刺激技术提供了有前景的策略，以调节脑功能和治疗精神疾病。
Such interventions could potentially alter the trajectory of mental illnesses that have long eluded effective treatment.
此类干预措施可能潜在地改变长期逃避有效治疗的精神疾病的轨迹。
Neuroscience research also informs neuroprosthetics, enabling the development of devices that restore lost sensory or motor functions.
神经科学研究也为神经假体提供信息，促进恢复失去的感觉或运动功能的设备的发展。
Brain-computer interfaces have transitioned from experimental setups to real-world clinical applications, transforming patient rehabilitation paradigms.
脑计算机界面已从实验设置转变为现实世界的临床应用，正在改变患者康复范式。
Despite these advances, significant challenges remain, including understanding the brain's complexity and ensuring equitable access to emerging therapies.
尽管有这些进展，重大挑战依然存在，包括理解大脑的复杂性以及确保公平获得新兴疗法。
Ultimately, ongoing research promises not only to deepen scientific knowledge but also to translate into tangible health benefits globally.
最终，正在进行的研究不仅承诺加深科学知识，而且承诺转化为全球切实的健康益处。
This evolving landscape exemplifies the extraordinary potential at the intersection of neuroscience and medicine, fostering hope for countless patients.
这不断演变的景观展现了神经科学与医学交汇处的非凡潜力，为无数患者带来希望。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。